Basically, the idea is these next 3 weeks, including these Friday nights, and then the Friday and the Saturday night, and we've put that all together and called it resolution. And so the idea is to come like a New Year's resolution, to come at the start of the year and just say, this is my resolution, this is what I'm going to do. But also just to kick off the year, just worshiping God, kick off the year, getting close to God, connecting with Him, finding healing and breakthrough and things in your life. But basically say, like, we're going to start the year together as a people, just worshiping and honoring God, yeah? And so that's kind of the idea. So I really encourage you, like, things are going to be different. The way that we're going to do the praise and worship and everything in the next couple of weeks is going to be really different. So I just really encourage you to get along to it. Get into it and come really just expecting God to do something, because I really believe God is going to do something significant in those times. Amen? Yeah. It's going to be good. All right. I'm just going to pray before I get into it. God, just thank you so much for everything that you've done for us. And God, I thank you for your word. I pray that tonight you'd really just speak to us clearly, God, and you just put something in all of our hearts. And even, Lord, if we don't normally hear from you or we're far from you, God, that you would really speak something really strong into us tonight. And Lord, that you just use me for your glory and for your kingdom. Amen. All right. Tonight I want to talk a bit about proclaiming the truth of God through the way that we live our lives. I was trying to think of a nice catchy title, but I couldn't, so that's it. Not so much like proclaiming the truth of God by telling all of your friends that they're going to hell, or stuff like that. Like, not so much talking about it or preaching or anything like that, but really just like through the way that we live our lives, like living lives that will point people towards God, and living lives that really, like, when people look at it and when people look at our lives, it just sends it towards God, and people see you and they see a part of God in you and a part of God's character in the way that you live that really draws them to relationship with Him. Is that cool? So that's what I want to talk about tonight. And I'm going to be sharing through Corinthians a bit, because, like, I've been journaling and reading in Corinthians lately, and so that's where I am, and so you're going to get a bit of that. But really just reading... I love how, like, and Mum said this morning as well, but you get, like, parts of the Bible, and 1 Corinthians is kind of one of those books that you read a lot of because it's good, but, like, where you know it all, and you know kind of what it says, and you know what it's about, but then God will really show you new things, and I really love that about the Word of God, because, yeah, it's just this alive thing, and like, other books you read, and when you read them again, is anybody else, like, I'm a bit of a reader, and have you ever, like, got a book and you can't remember if you've read it or not? But then, just me and Mom. But, like, as soon as you read the first page, you're just like, oh, I remember this. And then you remember the entire book, and then it's just worthless reading it again. Yeah, okay, cool, there's a few people. The Bible is not like that. Like, when you read the Word of God, it's not like this story that you've read once, so you don't need to read it again. It's living, and it's active, and it's powerful, and it will change your life. And so, really just want to share some stuff that I really thought God was telling me, and that hopefully He will put something in your heart as well, if that's cool. Well, I know it's cool, but yes. So, I guess the question tonight is what is your life reflecting, or what is your life proclaiming? Because I think, like, our lives really can reflect our Maker, or they can reflect the things that we've made. And we really just have a choice of either of those. There's no way of just kind of doing nothing at all with your life, because even doing nothing will reflect something. One way or the other, we are going to show something to other people with the way that we live our lives. And it's either going to be that we show people the person that created us, the person that created them, or we are going to show them that the thing that we value is the stuff that we can make ourselves, or that people make, yeah? And I was reading in 1 Corinthians 12, and I want to read this bit from the Message. Verse 7 says this. It says, each person is given something to do that shows who God is. And that really stood out to me when I read it. And I know it's the Message, and so you're going to have to just bear with me tonight, because I'm going to talk about what the Message said. But that's okay. You can just get over that if you're worried about that. But I was really interested that God has given every single one of us something to do, that if we do it and if we live for Him and if we live for the thing that He has commanded and called us to do, that we will actually show God to people. And when we do the thing that God has called us to do, when we live the life that God has called us to live, we will actually show people God. And it's not like they will just know that you're a Christian, but that they'll actually see a bit of God in the way you live. And the way that you live will actually show somebody God. You with me? You get it? Like, this really was a big deal for me. And so if I labor the point, just forgive me, because I think this was really something that was going on in my head and really amazed me that we can actually show people God, not just by telling them about church, not just by like showing them of scripture in the Bible or speaking like a word of prophecy or whatever, or doing a worship song, but we can show people God by the way we live our lives. And that if I live a life that honors God and I live a life that does the thing that God has given me to live, then somebody is actually going to see what God is like through me. That like, if I live a life of love, it will show God's love. If I live a life of grace, it will show God's grace. If I live a life of forgiveness, it will show God's forgiveness. And so my friend or a person that I meet can actually get to know bits about God without even stepping into a church or opening a Bible. And I just thought, well, what an incredible opportunity and what an incredible challenge that is for us. To know that the person that we sit next to at work, like Heath was saying, or the people that we study with or whatever, can actually see parts of God's character through the way that we live. And I just was like imagining the impact of a life that actually displays God's character. And it's not just a life that just talks about it or preaches about it, but a life that actually shows parts of God's character to people, yeah? Like a life that when people see it and when people see the way you live your life, they actually want to know God. Not like a life that will turn them off being a Christian, but a life that actually makes people think, well, there is something there that is different. There is something there that isn't from this world. There is something in that person that is not just a normal earthly thing, but it's from another place. And that's like a bit of God, like living in your heart that comes out when you live the life that God has called you to live, amen? And we have this opportunity to show that to people. I think that like everyone, including me, we can get like really good at like the religious stuff. We can get really good at attending services. We can get really good at singing songs and doing all that stuff. And we can do that without actually reflecting who God is to people. And it was interesting because like when I was thinking about this idea of religion, I think about what James says about religion. And you might know it, but he says this in James 1:27. He says, "Religion that God our Father accepts as pure and faultless is this, to look after orphans and widows in their distress and to keep oneself from being polluted by the world." He says religion is not about like the things that like are external or the songs that you sing or the church that you go to, but religion is about like the way you live your life. Religion is about the love that you show to others. Religion is about keeping your life different to that of the world. Amen. Religion is about relationship with God and letting that impact the way you live every day. And that really struck me and really stood out to me. I think like back and I don't know if you've all seen like those big old cathedrals. I'm sure you have, but there's lots of them around. And you know, they used to build cathedrals massive so that when somebody walked into it, they would be overawed, and then like that would be this experience of God, because like this thing was so huge that they were just filled with awe, and that was like meant to be this kind of approximation of God there. And it's really interesting that that's how we've tried to do it, when really like a truer representation of God would be us living a life of love and compassion, like of mercy, of humility, of servanthood. When we live that way, then that's this clearer picture of who God is. That's a better picture of who God is than a stained glass window or like a worship song or anything like that, yeah? Those things will never show the character of God as much as we can when we live in the things that God has called us to do and we live the way He's called us to live, amen? Let's be people that just like just run the opposite direction from just saying the right stuff and just having like lips that will preach God but hearts that are far from Him, yeah? We can show people God by how we live, and honestly, it can change our world. Well, I thought there was more impact in that one. Is everybody awake tonight? Good, good. Turn to the person next to you and say, wake up. I really feel like this is a real message for us. And as we go into this year, and as we go into everything that God has got for us as people this year, that there is significance in being people that will show God to the people around us. That there is something that's like beyond just our normal everyday and beyond like just the natural things that we can do, that actually becomes eternal when we show people God through the way that we live, when we show people God through our like our relationship with God and the way we treat each other, the way that we treat people. And when people start to see that in your life, then that's going to be way more powerful than you like nagging somebody to come to church or you quoting scripture or wearing like a "What Would Jesus Do" armband. I don't know if anybody wears them anymore. He's still got his. He's not wearing it tonight. But or getting scripture verses tattooed on your guns. Like, I think it's a good thing. And honestly, I talk about Mitch because he's probably one of the best guys at this stuff, I reckon. So he can do what he wants with his tattoos. Like, those things are great, but when we actually live a life that's like Jesus lived, and we actually live the life that God's called us to live, that is a much more powerful impression and a much more powerful message to the people around us than anything that we can do that's external, amen? And I really believe that it can change our world. So I guess the question tonight is, how do we live lives that will do that? How do we live lives that proclaim the truth of God, like every day? Is that a good question? Good. So I just have a few thoughts on that. I think these are things that we need to live in, I think, in order to see that live out of our lives. And the first one is we need to live in love. God is love. That's what the Bible says in 1 John 4, that God is love. And so if God is love, then when we live a life of love, we will show His character more than anything else, I think, that we can do. Like, when we live a life of love for other people, then that actually shows stronger and the character of God than any external thing that we can do. We can preach, we can yell, we can put stickers on our cars. None of that is going to show God more than like a simple act of love to someone else, yeah? In 1 Corinthians 13, which you know, that's the love chapter. When I get there. He says this, he says in verse 8, he says, love will never fail. It says, where there are prophecies, they'll cease. Where there are tongues, they'll be stilled. And where there is knowledge, it will pass away. And I was interested by that because it says, like, these are these things that are external things. These are these things that are like great signs of God. But those things will pass away. Those things will finish. But the thing that will never finish is love. And then when we live out of love for God and out of love for other people, then that is a clear picture of God in our world. And I think that every person has this thing built inside of them that responds to love. And every person has this thing inside of them that wants and that needs love. And we fill that hole with all sorts of stuff, but in reality it was designed to be filled by God. And it was designed for the love of God in our lives. And it wasn't made for another person. It wasn't made for stuff of the world. It wasn't made for a career or anything like that. But that hole, that thing inside us that yearns for love, was made for relationship with God. And so when we live in a life of love that's birthed from God's Spirit in us, then like it'll have profound effect on the people around us. I really believe that like when we live lives that are genuine, lives that just genuinely care, that will have more impact than anything else. To be honest, like our friends, your friend could not care less what your latest revelation from God is. He doesn't, or she does not care, like, that you just heard this thing, this message from some guy, like, last weekend or on a podcast that really blew your mind. Like, that's not going to affect them. But what they do care about is knowing that you care about them. What actually does matter is people feeling like somebody cares for them. And when that is the way you live your life, then that will have an impact on people. And that will show them God way more than you telling them some scripture verse that God really spoke to you from. I think, like, God speaks to us through his word, and that's an amazing thing. But it's not so much like a thing to then just go and like rant about to somebody. That's a thing for you. That's a thing to build you up and to put something in your life. But when you actually care about people, that shows the love of God. Amen. So if we want to live like lives that will just proclaim the truth of God, then I think we need to live lives in love, yeah, and live out of that. Another thing that we need to do is we need to live in our gifts. I think there's like nothing quite like seeing someone doing what they were born to do. Do you know what I mean? Like when you're seeing somebody just doing so clearly the thing that you know that they were just created for, it's just this amazing thing. And all of us, the Bible says that all of us have been given that thing. All of us have been gifted. All of us were given something to do unique to us, special to us, something that God has put in our hearts to do that was the thing that we were made for. Amen? And like, when we do that, it's this amazing thing. And when we live out of the gifts that God has put in our hearts, then people start to see God in our hearts, yeah? That verse in 1 Corinthians 12:7, I read it before, but in the NIV it says, "Now to each one, the manifestation of the Spirit is given for the common good." It says to every person, there is this thing, this manifestation, this like real world outpouring of the Spirit that is put in you for the benefit of you and the benefit of everyone else. And that's what it says. It says each and every one of us has this gifting that when we're doing that and when we get into that place where we're doing the thing that God has called us to do, it pours out of us and it impacts people. And it can speak volumes to people and it can show God to people when we live these lives out of the thing that he has called us to do. Yesterday, Rachel and I decided to, like, we were planning to build a gingerbread house at Christmas just for fun. And we didn't get around to it until yesterday, but we thought we'd do it anyway. And I think it was an example of us doing something that we were not gifted for, maybe a little bit. We built it. It was great. It was all working really well. And then, like, we were sitting there. We'd kind of got it up, and we were decorating it. And then just things sort of started to fall. And it was like this slow motion crash and burn of the gingerbread houses, like the back wall just kind of buckled and fell, and then the side and the roof just kind of slid slowly off, and then at the end it was just this kind of flat mess, like some of the little gingerbread men got crushed by the house, and it was nasty. And it was there, and the gingerbread house was up for maybe 10 minutes or less, but it was this thing where, like, obviously, maybe with some practice, We would build a better one, but we're obviously not called to be builders or chefs, I think. It was nice, yeah. It tastes good. Just doesn't look like a house. It's a gingerbread rubble. It did look like a house for a minute. Gingerbread rubble pile. That's what it is. No, it was fun. But I was just thinking about how when you do things that aren't, like, you're not gifted for, the results aren't always the thing that you imagine. And you look at the picture and you go, well, that's this amazing thing. And obviously it was built by somebody who is gifted to build gingerbread houses. But when we do it, then it kind of ends up in this heap on the floor. And I think so often in our lives, we try and do the things that we think we want to do. Or we see somebody else doing something, we think, that'd be great, I wish I could be like them. And so we go and we try and do that thing. And then it ends up a mess because we tried to do something that somebody else was called to do. And meanwhile, like, the thing that you are called to do, the thing that God has put on your heart and on your life to do, you are missing out on because you are trying to do somebody else's thing. But when we realize that each of us has a unique call, and we stop trying to be like everybody else and just realize that we can just be ourselves and we can do the thing that God has called us to, that's when we start to see fruit and impact and success and blessing, and we see God really do something. And that's when we start to see us be really fruitful for God's kingdom, because we start to do the things that he's called us to do. Amen. And then when we live out of those gifts, when we find the things that God has called us to do and we live out of that, it has an impact on the people around us. And it can point people to the one who gave you those gifts. Like, when you serve God out of the gifts that you've been given, it shows people that God has put them in you. And it stops being, like, it's not about yourself, it's not about building yourself up, but it's about God working in you and through you to do something. And that's something that people can see. And that's something that can really have impact. And that's a way that we can really just proclaim the truth of God without even opening our mouths. But people just see you doing the thing that you were born to do and see you doing it for God's kingdom and for his glory. And that speaks a lot about your heart and about our God. And the third thing I think that we need to live in, if we want to proclaim the truth of God, is we need to live in freedom. A life that's like bound up by sin or past or circumstance is not going to show who God is. This morning we sang Amazing Grace, and I love that that's just like such an old song, but it holds so much power. But it's just really struck me this morning as we were singing that God is fresh every day, and that his grace is still amazing. And that even when you've been around church for a long time, or if maybe this is like your first time ever in a church, like, God's grace is still amazing, and it is still new, and it is still there, and it is still real, and it never changes. Amen. And that his mercy, his grace is there every single day, and we can live in the freedom of that and the freedom that comes with that. Amen. We don't need to live lives that are bound up, because Christ has set us free. And when we live in the freedom that God has given us, then people can see that. And it really makes this thing that comes out of us, because we're living in that freedom. Amen. Galatians 5 says this. It says, it's for freedom in verse 1. It's for freedom that Christ has set us free. Stand firm then, and do not let yourselves be burdened again by a yoke of slavery. I'm interested that it's not just like, Christ has set us free for freedom, yay. But it says, it's for freedom that Christ has set us free. Stand firm then, and don't let yourself be bound up again. Because our natural thing is to get to Sunday and celebrate the freedom of Jesus and go, yes, God, thank you for freeing me. And then the week happens and we let ourselves be burdened again by the yoke of slavery. We let ourselves get caught up again in the things of our past or the things that are going on in our lives, and we forget that we've been released and we've been set free. And then when people see a life where like you seem free for a few days or a day, but then you're kind of burdened and worn down, then they're not seeing the character of God. But when they see you free every single day because Christ has set you free and you're standing on that freedom, then they get to see the way that you, like the way that God has worked in your life. They get to see that God has something for them as well, because you've got this totally free life, yeah? And we've been giving this amazing gift of a totally free life, and we need to live out of that, yeah? Because when we live out of that, it impacts the people around us every single day. So I guess my message tonight is just about living lives that will just proclaim the truth of God. And that doesn't mean preaching or anything like that. It just means lives that are out of love and grace and freedom, lives that just like do the things that God has called us to do, and because of that really show who God is. And I was really struck that we can really show parts of God's character through the way that we live our lives. I think that's an amazing thing. And I just want to read this to finish in 1 Corinthians 14 in the message. It says, go after a life of love as if your life depends on it, because it does. Give yourself to the gifts God has given you, and most of all, try to proclaim his truth. And I just think it's like that really just stood out to me when I was reading my Bible. Just said, Like, go after this life of love as if your life depends on it, because it does depend on it. And we can get caught in so much stuff, but if we would just live lives that are just focused just on relationship with God and loving Him, loving people, then we will see amazing things happen. And we will see just lives changed, our lives changed, and the people around us' lives changed, because we're living in the freedom that God has given us. Amen? I'm just going to pray as we finish up. God, I just thank you so much for everything that you have done in us and everything that you have for us, God, and that you've just given us freedom every single day, God, and an amazing life and an amazing opportunity to live every day in relationship with you. And God, I just pray that tonight you'd really just put that in our hearts and really just speak that into us and really just be with us, Lord. And I just pray that you would use us as people to proclaim your truth to the world, God, and you'd really just use all of us through the way that we live and the things that you've put in our life to really show bits of you to the world, God. And we just thank you that you've given us the opportunity to do that. God, I pray that every one of us would be able to find the things that you've called us to do and live lives out of that, God, rather than living lives out of the things that we think or other people think that we should do, God, but really seeking you with everything that we have. And Lord, we just lift you up and we just give you all honor and all praise tonight, God. Before we finish up, if you don't know God, I want to give you an opportunity to start a relationship with him. Because, like, that is the truth, that Christ has set you free for freedom. And you don't have to be bound up by the stuff that's happened in your past. You don't have to be bound up by the circumstance of your life or the sin that is going on in your situation. But that you can have freedom and you can have relationship with God today. And so if you want that, maybe you've never had a relationship with God, but you want one, or maybe, like, you have and you just really feel distant from God, then I really want to pray with you tonight. And if that's something, if God's speaking to your heart and stirring that on you, then maybe just raise your hand with me and we'll just pray together just in this time. God, I just thank you for every person here and just for the love that you have for us, God, that Jesus died for us on the cross to set us free and that we can live in that freedom. Lord, that you have an amazing life for us here and for all eternity. And Lord, I just pray that this week you would just be real in our hearts and real in our lives. And Lord, that we would be people that would show you to the world just through the way that we live. Lord, the things that we say, the things that we do, that your name would be lifted high and just be glorified, God. Amen. So we'll just stand together and we'll pray this prayer together before the guys play a song to finish. Dear Jesus, I believe in you. Thank you for forgiving me. Come into my life. I'll follow you. Amen.